Kelsey, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. So This Little Light is an hour-long documentary that takes a look at people's perceptions and misperceptions of Christianity, and then takes those thoughts to a handful of religious leaders. Tell me a little about how this project got started and where the idea came from.
Sure, yeah. Well, I first became a Christian in college, and all growing up, I would have claimed to be a Christian. You know, I'd heard of Jesus, and I knew the stories and everything, and so I was a self-proclaimed Christian. But in college, I discovered that there's a big difference between just saying that you're a Christian and actually living a Christian life and putting Jesus first. And so when I started really living for Jesus and making him the center of my life, my life began to change, and I began to recognize that I had believed all of these misconceptions and myths about Christianity, which I had proclaimed was my faith to begin with. And so the more I saw that, and the more I kind of talked with family and friends and a whole bunch of different people about Christianity, I recognized that it wasn't just me with those misconceptions about Christianity. And so it became a passion of mine to just kind of clarify that and to spread just the real news about what Christianity is to as many people as I could. And one of the things I'm passionate about is film. And so I just kind of decided to combine those two loves. And I took up some friends from the film and radio, and that's what they were majoring in, and we all just kind of worked together on it. And unfortunately, it didn't come to fruition in college. We were a little too busy. They were track and cross-country athletes, and I was playing basketball. So recently, I took up the project again, just kind of revamped the footage, found it, and then edited it all myself. Made my husband be the host of the show, so that was kind of a fun gig too. But it's been really fun to work with, and we kind of just interviewed a bunch of random people on the streets to get their opinions about Christianity, and not surprisingly, they had the same misconceptions that we were kind of looking for. And then we took those misconceptions to religious leaders around the country and had them clarify it for us. So
now, and you mentioned these misconceptions, and some of which you had had, and you do talk about these in the film. Mm-hmm. What are some of those misconceptions?
Yeah, well, definitely. There's some of them, just kind of how Christianity is harsh and legalistic. You know, living by the Ten Commandments, you know, there's a lot of thou shalt not do, you know. And but real Christianity is basically that, you know, Jesus set us free from all of that. And the fact that those laws were instituted as the Jewish law, you know, they were directed or intended to direct us towards God. And then Jesus came to say, you know, just kind of preach a completely different message, to say, hey, thou shalt not murder means if you look at someone, you know, and think a bad thought about them, you've committed murder in your heart. And it completely, you know, he turns everything on its head, you know. And so the messages that he preached were just revolutionary, I think, and St. Paul ended up writing a letter to the Romans saying that, you know, Jesus is saying these laws were not written so that we would follow them, but they were written to show us that we, in fact, are incapable of keeping them, in which case we need God's grace even that much more. And that's what Christianity is that, you know, God has done all these things for us, and we are set free from all of these legalistic things. And so even though Christianity may get boxed in and kind of construed as harsh and legalistic, it's really just there's a freedom in Christ. So that's one of them. And then on the other side, on the flip side, there's people have kind of mentioned that this is just kind of a feel-good kick. You know, you just kind of use it when you need it. You know, you use God, you know, whenever you really need something, you play that God card, and it's just something to fall back on. You know, you just kind of live your life, and then if you want something, you know, please God, please, and then you feel better about life. And that's also kind of a false misperception too. So just a bunch of different things like that.
Okay, very cool. Thank you. And what did you learn through doing this project?
It's a great question. A lot of these religious leaders that we interviewed were actually very instrumental in my own faith formation when I was first becoming a Christian. So a lot of the things that they had mentioned were just mind-blowing to me as I was kind of discerning my faith and learning more and more about Christianity. And I think just talking with all of them, I think the biggest thing to me was defining what Christianity really is. Because I feel like, I mean, this is misconceptions. You know, it's like Christianity is not. And then, you know, in the film, it also kind of talks about, well, if it's not these things, then what is Christianity? And it just kind of talks about how it's a surrendering of your life to Christ. And, you know, real Christianity is laying, you know, following him. You know, it's not just a mental belief of, you know, I believe in Jesus, because in the Bible it says even the demons believe in Jesus and they shudder at his name. So if we just say mentally, I believe in Jesus, that kind of puts us on par with demons. And as one of the pastors said, he's like, it puts me on par with demons. And I'd like to think there's a little bit more to me than that. And so it's just really, it's laying down your life to follow him and to pursue him and make him be known through your life, as opposed to making your own name be known. So just trying to live as much like Jesus as possible.
Excellent. And one thing viewers will notice in watching this film is that you've got Christian leaders from several different denominations. You've got a minister from Missouri United Methodist Church. You've got someone from the Newman Center, which is Catholic. You've got some Baptists. You've got all of these people from different denominations. Tell me a little bit more about that interdenominational element.
Well, I wanted to make sure that was definitely incorporated, because if we just focus on one denomination, I don't feel like that's giving an accurate all-encompassing view of Christianity. You know, it's just kind of focusing on one little aspect. And the cool thing is, we got to talk with all these different denominational leaders, and they are all saying the same thing, which I think is really awesome, because you know, if we're all Christians, you know, I don't think denominations should separate us. I think that, you know, I think the enemy has kind of used denomination as kind of a way to separate the sheep. And I don't think we should allow that to happen. And I think the cool thing about this is, just as you go through the film and you watch the film, they kind of echo and they carry on each other's thoughts, which is really kind of a cool thing to do. And it was really a cool experience just to be able to go into these different churches and experience these different leaders and their different styles. And here they're all preaching and saying the same things, which I think is just an incredible indicator that we're all following Christ. So,
and you've also got a little bit of sort of church history woven into the film and just different facts about Christianity and historically how Christianity has been. Could you tell me a little bit more about what the gathering of that information was like?
Yeah, well, one of the things I think I wanted to focus on there was just to show that Christianity is historical. There are real people that experienced these things. Jesus was a historical figure. One of the things that was kind of difficult for me to grasp growing up was just that aspect of humanity and how it was real. And, you know, that was kind of one of the misconceptions or just kind of a difficult thing to grasp in the film, is just that, you know, how is, you hear these different, these mystical words, kind of these supernatural words in the Bible, like, you know, resurrection and glory and all this stuff. And then you hear, you know, vampire and werewolf in our modern world, you know? And so it's just like, how do you distinguish these things from one another? Because they both sound so, you know, science fictional. And so I wanted to make sure that we discussed that it's not science fictional, it's historical, and it was real, and it really happened. There were historical documents describing Jesus' existence in the world, and that there was a man named Jesus of Nazareth who lived in the first century, who was crucified under the rule of Pontius Pilate. And so all these things just kind of make it more, it grounds me at least, and I would hope it would ground anybody else who is kind of pursuing Christianity or investigating it for themselves too.
Okay, and shifting gears a little bit, I want to talk about I'm curious how you decided on the name. How did you decide on the name for your documentary?
Sure. I just wanted to shine a little light, you know, and I wanted to encourage people to just realize that they have a light to shine too. And I love, first of all, I'm cheesy, and I love the song, you know, This Little Light. And I think it's kind of inspirational because I think that Christ does provide a light to the world. And I think that, you know, when we accept his Holy Spirit, Christ comes to dwell within us, and we become that light for the world too. And it becomes kind of an inspirational thing for me to be involved in projects like this, because it makes me want to use the gifts that God's given me to shine that light. And I want to be able to share that message with other people, too, to encourage them to incorporate the gifts that they've been given to kind of further that kingdom and shine a light to the world too.
And what do you hope comes of this project?
That's a great question. Well, I hope it gets, you know, shown to as many people as possible. Right now, I'm, you know, currently making DVDs, and they're completely free. Primarily, we're giving them out to all the ministers who helped in the making of this film and any other ministers that would be interested in something like that, you know. And we're promoting on Facebook. We have our own website. We have an email address that you guys, anybody can, you know, write in and request a copy. All you have to do is send your mailing address, and we can mail you a copy. Like I said, it's completely free. So we're just trying to get the word out to as many people as possible.
And what is that contact information for people who would like to get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, our email address, if you want to contact us by email, is littlelightproj@gmail.com. And if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's pretty much the same thing. www.facebook.com/littlelightproj. And then there's a website that's completely about, you know, what we call ourselves is the Little Light Project. And that's just kind of the ministry term that we gave our little group when we started this project. And you can go to kelseygillespie.wix.com/littlelightproject.
So. Okay, and I will also post all of that information on kbaa.org and columbiafaithandvalues.com, so people can find it that way as well. And now that this is done, what's next for you?
It's a great question. I'm a writer, okay? So I do a lot of writing, and I love writing about my faith. I get to write about my faith on columbiafaves.com, which is incredible. Share the Catholic perspective, and that is wonderful. And I think according to the film, you know, if I stick with the film, we're probably going to do something in that area too. There's a lot of misperceptions and a lot of mispublicized information about Catholicism in the news. So that's definitely something to clarify to the world as well. So that's just a project that we're thinking about. It hasn't really come to be yet, but that's just something in the back of our minds. So
great. Well, thank you very much. Boom.
Boom.
I'll edit that out. Boom.